If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Women Physicians Lead, hosted by Dr. Lisa Herbert, helps women physicians move from surviving to thriving in their personal and professional lives. Dr. Lisa shares leadership tips, burnout support, stress management strategies, and inspiration from women physicians who've made remarkable transitions into leadership roles. There's a fantastic episode that you should check out called Taking Care of Yourself During the Journey, about how women physicians can care for themselves while on their leadership journeys. Check out Women Physicians Lead on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Dr. Tara, and this is Hopeful Hints, a podcast where you'll receive quick, hopeful hints on all things women's health and infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace and empowerment as you walk through the next steps in your healthcare journey.
Welcome to Hopeful Hints. I'm your host, Dr. Tara Harding, and we are continuing our conversation on the thyroid. Make sure to hit subscribe on YouTube and wherever you're listening to this podcast on for some amazing content coming all month long and all year long, really. We're planning ahead for the year. We have some great things coming, and we want to hear from you. If there's a certain topic or something you want to hear, send us a message. Let us know. Head over to social, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, leave a comment. We want to hear from you. So we are going to dive more into thyroid health in women. And primarily my practice is women. We do see men too. But we really just want to tie this together for you this week on why this thyroid is so important, especially for women's health. Again, I'm going to say it over and over again. This is a disease that just affects millions of individuals, and it just gets dismissed and overlooked. Or you're told your levels are normal and you're still feeling like crap and things are going on. And then we dig deeper and actually run a full thyroid panel, and there it is. We find something. So it's not just a matter of like addressing one thing. It's really just understanding how it ties together, from mental wellness to fertility to quality of life to overall well-being, weight loss, all of it. The thyroid is just so important. So thyroid disorders, specifically hypothyroidism and hyperthyroidism, really affect women 5 to 8 times higher than men. And so this disparity is not really fully understood. I mean, I'm a huge advocate for medical gaslighting, so I can about begin to wonder why and understand. But there is this link between hormonal deficiencies, autoimmune, the unique hormone fluctuations that women go through out their life, whether it's your cycle, pregnancy, menopause. We go through a lot more changes than men do. And I'll just be real, most studies have focused on men in the past. So we're going to talk specifically today about women and really just empower you, like we want to do every week, for you to advocate. Take things into your own hands. Buy the home kits, go to the walk-in labs, grow your healthcare team if you're not feeling well and you just think it's your thyroid and it should be done better. So let's take a look. Let's start with reproductive health. Clearly my favorite topic, one of them. But reproductive health, it gets overlooked so many times. And it really affects your menstrual cycles, your ability to conceive, ovulate, and then maintain that pregnancy too. So for example, irregular cycles issues makes it kind of hard to conceive with that, but your risk of miscarriage, 2.5 or less. Cannot say it enough. It goes overlooked. And if you're just not feeling well at 2.5, let's try bringing it on to 2.4 or 2.3 and look at your antibodies and see what's going on with that too. But it's one of the first levels I check when I do my pregnancy panel and fertility panel as well. But specifically for that miscarriage risk, we've got to have that thyroid controlled, watched, regulated, not checked once and then forgotten about. We need to keep checking that level throughout. Mental wellness and our mental health. So both hypo and hyper can significantly impact mental health, depression, anxiety, mood swings. Given the fact that already there's high rates of these conditions in women, we cannot ignore the thyroid. It really can make these things all worse. Cardiovascular risk. Women with untreated thyroid disorders can really have this high risk of cardiovascular disease. And I don't know why this gets forgotten, But it does, because then we have our little fun osteoporosis going on the side of here. And if we aren't addressing this early on in our life as women, what do you think menopause or postmenopausal women are going to be going through? If we keep it untreated, we have this risk of fractures, and we need to look at bone health and really just optimizing your thyroid as part of bone health, heart health, GI health, mental health, everything. I say this often too, to my patients. I'm like, well, our head's connected to our heart, which is connected to our stomach, which is connected to our reproductive system, and so on and so forth. It's not like one's over here doing its thing and one's over here. These hormones are continuously flowing through every part of our body. Why would we think that just because it's a thyroid sitting in our neck, it's not going to impact every bone in our body? It surely does. So, quality of life. When you have significant fatigue, weight loss, weight gain, hair loss, and other symptoms, this affects your life, your self-esteem, daily functioning. Let's talk about my patient. She's amazing and wonderful, just a dear patient of mine. But she was having thyroid issues. We're working together, like, let's grow your team. Let's have you see dermatology. Her amazing husband even stepped in and helped get that dermatology appointment up because she was losing hair. It was significantly impacting her self-esteem. It was significantly impacting her mental wellness. She went to a dermatologist and was told that her hair loss concern was vain. I'm sorry, dermatologist. I hope you're listening someday to this. Shame on you. That is disgusting. You don't get to say that. You don't get to determine what is vain, what a patient should or shouldn't be feeling. They're concerned about their hair, okay? Plain and simple. And it was coming out at high rates. We had done so many different things, and you just tell her it's vain and did nothing for her. She, needless to say, dermatologist fired from that patient's healthcare team. But I just want to reiterate that it's okay for you to be concerned about your hair, about whatever symptom it may be, quite frankly. But you get to be worried about that, and we need to go down that road deeper to figure out what is going on. So, again, what should you do? Educate yourself. Listen to this podcast. That is taking education into your own hands and understanding the risks of what to look for. Knowledge just empowers you to advocate for your health. And unfortunately, again, I've said this almost every episode, it really is unfortunate how much education you patients have to have nowadays because things have just got overlooked by multiple providers. But one thing I want you to do is document your symptoms. Keep a detailed record, the frequency, the severity, when is it happening? Sometimes I actually want my patients, even if they're not trying to conceive or care about their period, get the period tracker app. You can put notes in there and we can see if it correlates at different times of your cycle too, because it might be thyroid and other things going on. But it really gives us a nice picture and timeline too. Take a second opinion, third or fourth, whatever it may be. If your healthcare provider dismisses this or you don't feel heard, do not be scared to get that second or third opinion or grow your team. That might be the most wonderful person. You really like them, but they're just not hearing you. Just step away for a second. Grow your team. You can have a team of people taking care of you. And then be informed about what kind of tests you could have available. TSH, free T4, free T3, thyroid antibodies, things like that that you know. Get the home kits. Again, go to the walk-in labs. Have these things done on your own. If you are not being heard or you're questioning what your levels are at. Normal ranges and individual ranges really vary. So understanding normal ranges for thyroid tests can vary to what the general population is or what's optimal for you. It might just not be optimal for you. And with the optimize your thyroid, and there's so many ways you can do that, whether it's medication, supplements, lifestyle, all of it together, there's things you can do. Having a comprehensive evaluation. Again, maybe it's thyroid and, you know, there's something else going on too, and just really insist for a comprehensive evaluation that takes into account all of your symptoms, your history, your family history, a timeline. Like, what has this been going on since junior high? Like, literally, I found it all the time. There is really important red flags that you have had since puberty and into high school and into college that have just been completely overlooked where I'm like, there it is. I can see what's going on. Your menstrual cycle, like understanding your menstrual cycle and documenting that. Again, grow your team if your general practitioner just isn't concerned enough or you're concerned more than they are. And knowing that it really is overall a really critical component to your health as a female, it affects your mental wellness, your reproductive health, your physical health. And despite the high prevalence, this still goes undiagnosed in the medical field every day. Again, we know 5 to 8 times more than men. And symptoms are just dismissed to you as stress, or you're taking care of kids, or you have a busy job. Garbage, if a provider says that to you, red flag. I really just want to empower you to take back control of your healthcare. Understand that you deserve to have your concerns be taken seriously. And the more we understand about our thyroid and its unique impact on women, both you as a patient and providers can start to take these things more seriously and really just make sure that you are feeling well and vibrant as you do all the other things that you do throughout the day as a woman, as a employee, as a wife, as a spouse, as a mom, as whatever your role and titles are, you can do those things feeling well. So thank you so much for listening. We'll see you back here next week.